Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is There Goes My Money.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another There Goes My Money, episode number 30, recorded on 4/8/2018. It's a Sunday, but for Brian Kilby, it was a Tuesday.
Okay, that doesn't really work like that.
Yeah, but now that I mentioned his name, he's going to have to watch it.
Well, yeah, he probably will anyway. He likes this show.
It's a WrestleMania day for him. You can say that.
He'll watch it later. He said we should be watching WrestleMania, but...
For Brian Kilby, today was the most important day of his life. For the rest of us, it was Sunday.
There you go.
See, that's how the joke actually works, Diecast.
Besides, if it's not classic American Gladiators, who cares?
You know what? In this case, I have to agree with Don. Classic American Gladiators was so good, they actually, you know, had that featured in a Family Matters episode when Family Matters was still good.
That's right. I forgot about that.
So, I mean, that tells you something right there. That's how much of a thing it was in 1992.
Yep.
Is Family Matters that old?
Older than that, actually. Family Matters was technically a spinoff of Perfect Strangers, so the lineage of it actually goes back even farther.
Is it a spinoff?
Because Harriet debuted in Perfect Strangers before there was Family Matters, and I think they might have introduced Carl as her husband in Perfect Strangers before Family Matters started. I'm not sure on that.
I feel like they did, but I don't remember.
He did appear in Perfect Strangers at some point. I don't know if that was when Family Matters was actually ongoing, though. But if you have a Hulu account, definitely go and watch some Perfect Strangers on there. It holds up surprisingly well. Anyway, so we're here to talk about toys, I think.
Let's talk about some new stuff. First up on the list, we have Transformers Kara Curry number 2. I hope I said that right.
You probably didn't.
It's Tarn.
This is the Tarn figure.
The beautiful, beautiful Tarn figure.
And when we say figure, we mean non-transformable figure.
Yeah, it's a licensed figure, which means that it's not allowed to transform.
Or that's what we suspect, because one's ever come out.
It's what all the observable evidence points to.
Yeah,
I think that's safe to say. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's transformed my heart, but other than that.
Well, that could transform just be
your
new
wallet
diet.
From full to empty.
Could be, yeah.
Because what price is this again?
$3.99.
Ay-ay.
Well, you can find it. Some places have it for $3.70.
Yeah, at that point, I'm sure that $30 is going to make all the difference.
Yeah, and the link we have here for Big Bad Toy Store, they're requiring a $40 non-refundable down payment because I'm sure they don't want to get stuck with a lot of these past what they pre-order.
Even the Drift was somewhere around the 300 mark, wasn't it?
I mean, it's a beautiful figure. It's just if you don't read IDW, you don't have any connection to the character, and it's like
you can tell how thrilled Don is with it.
I mean, you know, it took me a long time to buy Spartan, but I have no connection to Impactor. But when I finally saw, I looked at the transformation, thought this is a really good toy, no matter who it is supposed to represent. But it's a gorgeous statue. But I mean, if I want to spend $400, I might as well go ahead and drop the other $800 and get my Unicron lamp.
Well, this isn't a statue. This is actually a posable figure.
Yeah.
Don, you bring up something that is not in the show notes, but I did want to mention real quick. They are reissuing that MMC. Impactor figure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's been a tremendous amount of reissues lately. There's been more reissues than new product, which is very strange.
It's a strange
year.
It is.
It's not entirely unwelcome, though, because, like, some of the stuff it will go really fast during pre-orders. And, you know, it's good stuff. I mean, it's stuff people want to have, but it gets so expensive to pick it up on the secondary market or something. Oh, it's good every once in a while to actually get another shot at these at the suggested retail.
Yes. So that will be in a future. There goes my money. But keep watching for that. Next up, we have FT23 Dracula.
Diecast, tell us about Dracula.
Dracula is awesome. He's got
Diecast. He's loving it.
And
that would be great. Leslie Nielsen doing the voice of Mindwipe.
Oh my god, yes. Oh my god.
And this is to go with their Weird Wolf that they did. So this will be their second headmaster.
And they have a Chop coming up too to be their Skullgrin.
Their Skullcruncher.
Skullcruncher, yeah.
I'm super excited about these figures.
Yeah, but you didn't like Weird Wolf.
I didn't care for Weird Wolf. I'm hoping that they it's hard to say fix the issues because it's a different mold. But I'm hoping they took more time with this one than they did with Weird Wolf. Weird Wolf just felt unfinished to me. And it's not something I say often about fans' toy stuff.
And this is sort of weird for me, but I'm kind of headmastered out.
Oh.
You know, kind of.
Wait a moment. What are we going to call you?
It's just right now, you know, with everything that's been coming out, and I kind of want to get away from the headmasters, unless it's an RC, of course.
But Don, what's wrong with the headmasters?
They can't fight without Mindwipe. No, it looks great. It's just, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm hoping that the folks that are doing the KOs of the Make Toys like Coppola and Iron Wheel will eventually do the KOs of these, which will be a lot more affordable.
That's terrible to say. Yeah.
But that makes it a better toy, though.
Toys.
Wait, when did Brian Kilby get on the call? What happened?
Yeah. This Mindwipe looks great, but I'm just kind of OD'd on Headmasters.
It looks okay. It looks a little bit too literal a translation of the toy and the cartoon modeling. Like, I understand Fans Toys is trying to be as close to what a legitimate masterpiece would be if it existed. Yeah. But, like, there is something missing in the styling of this, to me, at least. Like, there needs to be something more to it. It's missing some substance that I can't quite quantify.
Yeah. I think it matches their Weird Wolf nicely. And for me, I'm glad that, like, you know, Don says he's had mastered out. But I have Weird Wolf from Fans Toys, and I wouldn't want to just have Weird Wolf. He would be like an oddball. At least now I'm going to have...
Although, since you don't like that Weird Wolf, you could just sell that and be relieved of the obligation to buy the other two.
Yeah, but what if the other two are really great?
Well, you don't ever have to find that out if you don't buy them.
Mm-hmm. I will say one thing about the pictures. I kind of wish he came with, like, like an effects part. That is, this the little hypnosis thing. I wish he came with that. I mean, you could probably... Because, you know, we've seen in, like, this Super Robot Chogokin Galfigar where he's got the Protect Shade. So you could design something to do that. It's just...
And I think some of the Revoltech Evangelions even had the ATF parts.
I mean, anyway, what I was going to say is, you know, with them doing... With Fans Toys doing the three bad guys, or three of the main headmaster bad guys, and Make Toys has... three headmasters that are good guys. They have, you know, Koopla, Hardhead, and with Contact Shot.
That's a Target Master, but yeah.
Yeah, Target Master, but I could easily put these on the same shelf fighting each other.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, presumably, like, you know, from both sides, you would get, like, the core casts eventually all represented. It just looks like Fanswise is going to get there first with the Decepticons.
Well, who knows what Make Toys is even up to, if they're even going to continue on their Headmaster line, or if they're done, or, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty out there with third-party companies and what they're going to continue or not going to continue lately.
And boy, just look out when Fans Toys gets around to doing Scorponok.
Ooh. Yikes.
But yeah, how much is Dracula?
150.
Okay. It's a little high.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of plastic mass in those wings.
Yeah. They're getting higher.
Well, next up on plastic and stuff is getting more expensive, too.
That's why you got to throw more die-cast in it.
That'll fix
it. You know, it's sad to say there probably is a point where that will be more cost-effective. Except for the shipping weight part.
If we get all the die-cast, though, then you're going in a titanium realm, and that's kind of scary.
And even those weren't all metal. There was still a fair bit of plastic in all those. Some of them were still predominantly plastic, too.
So next up on the list, we have X2 Toys XT01 Giga Raiden.
Apparently somebody missed Robot Masters and wanted to reproduce it.
I don't get this figure at all, and a couple people were like, yeah, wow, it has great articulation. Either. I'm like, yeah, at the cost of looking like garbage.
Yeah, it looks like it's Robot Masters Prime all over again, and it's like Dutch. We talked about Dutch in a pre-show, and it's like, that's a much better looking Prime than this one.
Yeah, X2 Toys should just take that and knock it off at this size and call it a day.
I don't even know what's the price on this one.
60.
Too much.
60. I'm not. That is a low price, but
yeah. For some reason, I actually kind of do. I don't know why. I kind of like the truck mode, but
I think it's because you're a bad person.
Well, I mean, that's a given, Chris. We know that. That coupled with the fact that it's $60, I mean, I could maybe take a flyer. If a lot of people get it and they really like it, I could probably take a flyer on it. It's still
fix the way it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just save the money for Dutch or whatever variant of that figure you want.
And it's not like we're hurting for Optimus Prime options.
Yeah. Yeah, they're coming in by the truckload.
Every scale and style and, you know, color you can think of, pretty much.
They might as well just paint it as 7-Eleven Prime. Maybe that'll give them a chance to sell a couple.
Oh, I hope someone
does. Well, you know, and they're doing Nemesis colors on this Giga Raiden, too.
Ooh, that, see, now I'm trying to get more Nemesis Prime, so. Yes. I mean, Chris, facepalm.
No, I was just thinking, you're the reason that these things keep happening, because you keep buying them.
Well, yeah. Technically, Eric's bought way more than I have. It's all his fault.
I was just saying.
Yeah, but
I
Eric
don't
is
know.
Young and stupid. You should know better.
True.
I don't know if I have any Nemesis Primes other than the Classics version of Nemesis Prime.
Oh, no, that Arch Enemy was a review sample, wasn't it?
I have Arch Enemy, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I really don't have any Nemesis Primes.
You should go back and buy one of those Arch Enemies.
Yeah. I mean, you like Gunfighter too, so you already know the mold's really nice.
Yeah, but I feel like it's the same, so I don't need another one.
But it's Nemesis colors, and it's really pretty.
Yeah, and it's a black version of Optimus, which is kind of means, yeah, they're the same thing.
He's more Scourge to me anyway. He's R.I.D.
Well,
Scourge
yeah.
to
yeah.
me.
He is, but I mean, it's become Nemesis colors because more things in those colors are Nemesis Prime. There's only the one Scourge.
Yeah. But anyway, I think we're all in agreement. We're not going for this one.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Jason is quite in agreement.
No, I'm not getting it as of now. So yes, tentatively agreeing.
And then next up on the list, we have TF Dream Factory GOD-06.
Okay, I have to ask, why? I mean,
who knows?
Was getting a max set of Wreckers that important? Movie Wreckers.
These are those non-transforming ones, aren't they?
No, these transform.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really like this. They did Leadfoot first. Leadfoot was the fat target guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they did Leadfoot first, and they came out and said they're doing all three Wreckers in their weapon modes, or their, what do you call that, weaponed up mode. Yeah,
assault mode, right?
Assault mode. I kind of dig this. I kind of probably got to go back and get that Leadfoot now.
There's very little thing I can, other than getting Leader Class Blackout, I honestly can't think of anything movie they can make that would make me want to just
I'll give them credit. $45, it's at least fairly accessible. Yeah.
I believe it's deluxe size, though, so...
Yeah, it's still... I mean, what was it? That, the Farage, that was deluxe size, and that was like 60-something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Thereabout,
but that was a character that really never got a decent toy.
No, I'm just saying, like, in comparison, $45 for a deluxe size figure is actually on the lower end for third-party stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like when Mecha Ideas did the Gemini and their top spin in Twin Twist, which worked out to be about 30. Yeah, that was a good entry-level price as well into the third party at the time.
And if you pick it up on Taobao.
Yeah, on Taobao, then you're really saving some dough.
On Taobao, yeah, it's probably going to be about 20 bucks.
There does seem to be a market for movie fans and these third-party toys so far. I mean, they haven't been around too long, but they haven't. Yeah, I mean, this is the second one. Someone's buying them, we think.
Well, again, you know, we've talked about this before, that the movies are now 10 years old. And if you were 11 or 12 when you saw them, this is now hitting your possible nostalgia, and you have discretionary income. So there's also basically this is movie G1 if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah, you're not wrong, but
that's what I'm saying. It's movie G1, not.
So you know. Okay, if the movie is G1 now, that means Revenge of the Fallen is basically the movie's bought, right?
Sure.
Well, I'm hoping for the new movie relaunch. It's all set in Generation 2, neon everywhere.
The next series of movies will just be the first series of movies, but with the Cybernet Space Cube.
Space Cube.
For new transitions.
That'll be it.
I would probably still watch it.
And I since all the Transformers are computer generated, they can just like go and rerun all the animations so they're in new color schemes and everything, too. It'll be perfect.
And the CGI for the Cybernet Space Cube will be what they did originally, and it'll still look better than what's in the movie.
All right.
But yeah, not kidding this one.
Next, we have the IF-EX-05H. Man, these numbers, they're getting hard. These numbers and letter combinations. Iron
Factory's numbers are always like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Hunter, and it says in parentheses, Miko for Iron Titan. Jason has this pre-ordered. So, Jason, why don't you tell us a little bit about this?
Well, yeah, it's a re-release of Iron Factory's Windblade. This is actually the Combiner Hunter's colors, which is fine by me. I think those colors are great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as soon as this came up for pre-order, I jumped on it right away because I've wanted this mold for a while now.
Yeah, so in place of the heavy sword or spear, whatever the official one came with in the SDCC set. This looks like it has just two of the regular sword that the original Biko came with.
And of course, the only thing good about this thing to me is the name. So yay, names. It's nice. It's pretty. It's another wind blade. So do the hands do anything different to hide away, or is it just...
No, they don't hide.
They don't. Okay. Yeah, that's...
I mean, it's a legend-sized toy. It wasn't going to do anything...
Oh, like, yeah. Just... But, I mean, we have seen them do some interesting things with...
Okay. It's a legend-sized toy, and it's one of Iron Factory's early releases. Yeah, so, I mean, they've definitely advanced the science of this over the years, but this is still just one of their early molds. But it's a good deco, and like if, like Jason, you didn't get a chance to get the original release of this, it's a good shot to pick this up, because at least at the original price, I'm looking right now to see what this one's listed at.
25.
At the original...
25.
Yeah, that's about what the first run went for. It's a pretty good price point for the way the figure is built.
Yeah.
I was satisfied with it, the price I got it.
Well, if Chris is satisfied, it's good enough for me.
Damn right.
That's right.
And this, I know a couple of us already have on pre-order. It's Fans Hobby Master Builder MB-09B trailer this is the trailer for Arch Enemy, which is their Scourge. Yeah. Or Nemesis Prime, if you really feel like you want to call it a Nemesis Prime.
So is the trailer made to work with Gunfighter or Arch Enemy then?
It's funny because it looks like it comes with the Gunfighter stickers.
Which is strange because it's Jeff Senior art.
Yeah.
So I think they're including it with both of them because of the Jeff Senior art. But yeah, there's a black version that goes with Arch Nemesis or Arch Enemy, and then there's the red version that goes with Gunfighter 2.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm getting the red version because I have Gunfighter 2, so.
And I'm getting the black version because I have Arch Enemy. See how that works?
And the black version is that chrome or is that silver painted?
Looks paint.
Yeah, it looks like paint.
In one photo, it looks like maybe that bottom rail that's red on the Gunfighter one was chrome on the Scourge one. And I've actually seen someone had this, and man, it does everything the original does. It fires those discs. It fires missiles. It's a fun little playset.
Fans Hobby actually put a video up of it. I wonder if that's what you saw.
Maybe that's what I saw. Yeah. It looks like a fun time. And everyone knows how I like shooting stuff.
Oh, geez. The play value of it as like the base and stuff. Yeah, I'm all in for this one.
Yeah, and this trailer, if you don't have any of the two molds, it does also work with their with MP10, and it does also work with their Power Master Prime.
Power Baser. Yep.
Yeah.
We also have that.
You can still get the trailer if you just want a fun trailer playset.
And it comes with an alternate head for both of them, too.
Yes. So, do you have MP10?
Yeah.
Chris?
No.
No? Oh, wow.
I don't really do Masterpiece.
Thought everyone had MP10.
I had MP1 for a while, which, I mean, it mostly just sat on a shelf and didn't really interact with anything else I had. So I eventually ended up selling that, and I was never really bothered enough with any of the later Masterpiece stuff to really go much in on that. I had an exhaust for a little while because I got a good deal on one at a secondhand toy store a couple years ago, but I also ended up selling that off because it was also just sitting in its packaging, not interacting with anything. You know, I wasn't really getting anything out of it.
Yeah, you really don't do Masterpiece, huh? You do it and then you sell it.
And next we have a big pre-order item. We have the Weijiang Ultima Guard, which is their Omega Supreme.
And it is an original design by Weijiang. It is not an upscale. It is not a whatever the case. Because, you know, we've all talked about why. Diecast and I mostly have talked about Weijiang, of how they've taken stuff like Evasion Mode Optimus, made into a leader class, not only added diecast, but added extra parts to make the figure look better in both modes. And they've made their own Megatron that both Diecast and I have, and so this is their wholly owned, self in-house created,
except for Omega the IP Supreme. They lifted.
I'm talking about the physical. The physical engineering is all based on their work on the physical engineering. Yeah, but then everyone's IP is in a shades of gray on this stuff. I like the way it looks. I have Fans Toys Omega. I will probably get Gabriel the DX9 version in the Guardian colors. I mentioned this pre-show. I really hope if they recolor this, they do it as Omega Supreme, just so I can have all three molds, but have a different Omega for each one, which would be kind of nice.
Yeah, it doesn't really pertain to this, but I think if anybody would do Omega Supreme, it should be Master Made that did the SD style, the smaller figures.
I hate SD.
It doesn't matter, though, because that's what you would get.
I like the play value on this because it actually has the tank that will go around the track.
Yeah,
it has a bunch of lights and voice recordings from the show. So that's really cool. The only thing that kind of sticks out is the price on this at $250. I don't remember how much the DX9 one is, but I think it's like $280. It's right around the same price. If I had to pick between the two, I'd probably go with the DX9 one. But
although we know Weijiang makes really good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, this one is more of a toy to me, if that makes any sense. The Weijiang one than the DX9 one is more of a collector item slash more masterpiece-esque than this Weijiang one.
Okay. Although when you put it that way, that actually would make me more inclined toward the Weijiang one.
Yeah, well, certain people would be. But yeah, it wouldn't fit. I don't feel like it would fit in my masterpiece collection quite right.
You know what it would be good for, though, is fighting Combiner Wars Devastator.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I really like the base mode on this, or the track mode, just because, you know, he actually runs around and can just
go around. Don was pointing this out, too. It comes with a little extra bonus minifigure from one of the episodes. And I think Don's getting attacked right now, so...
No, he's over there. I was muting because he's over there crying for something. The little medic figure is the one that's repairing Omega Supreme on Cybertron in Secret of Omega Supreme before he goes back to guard Crystal City, right before the Constructicons level it to the ground. So that little Doc Bok is the figure that they're making for that character.
That's a good one to throw in then, so that fits. I like that.
Yeah.
So I am actually getting this.
Oh.
I'm getting it from Taobao.
Naturally.
So I'll actually...
You get all your Weijiang stuff from Taobao, so...
Yeah, yeah. And something else I'm getting from Taobao. DX9 X34 Dutch Commanding Optimus Prime Commander with Compartment OP. Yeah, that's the...
Where did that get copied from?
That's the English translation.
From that?
That was Taobao. That's how they had it listed. Just wrap your head around that one for a minute. And this is the DX9 Optimus Prime, if you didn't know by the title. And it's legend scale, and I think it's a really decent looking Optimus Prime. I mean,
yeah,
we've
talked about this a couple times on RFC in previous weeks, and I think we're all fairly impressed with what they've achieved with this design.
Yeah. It's almost masterpiece legend scale. Not quite, but it's close.
Yeah, I think you're overstating it quite a bit with that, but
well, look at that trailer. That's very masterpiece like.
Yeah, of course, that's the simplest thing for them to possibly do is, you know, make a trailer.
Well, I mean, they put a matrix in there, right?
Yeah, they put a matrix in his chest.
So Dutch's matrix is not removable, though. It's sculpted in and painted.
I'm okay with that, though, because the chances of losing that...
Oh, no, I'm not arguing that. It's just, like, it is still just a sculpted element. It's not, like, an extra accessory. There's not accommodation in the chest for a matrix accessory.
Sure.
And he comes with his axe and gun.
Like every other Optimus Prime, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not trying to downplay this because, like, I love the styling of the robot mode. They've really nailed, like, the animation look with that. The transformation's really interesting. I think it's just kind of a stretch to compare it to a masterpiece.
There is also a Nemesis version of this that will be coming
Pliskin.
Out. Pliskin, yeah. That's probably definitely the one I'm going to go for because I've got plenty of Primes behind me here. But Nemesis Primes I could use a little more in the collecting area, so... I'll be waiting for that, but I will be getting this mold as soon as it is, you know, maybe not from Taobao, but I'll be getting it.
If I really like it, I may double dip just because it's somewhat affordable to do that on this guy.
Yeah, I'm hoping they will take the cab robot and engineer a new Ultra Magnus trailer around it.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
If they do that, there's a very good chance I would end up picking that up because, again, I really like what they've done with the robot itself, but I like a little bit more to it than just an Optimus Prime.
Yeah, I'll totally get a Ultra Magnus if they do that. Unless the mold's terrible, which I don't think will happen with the X9.
Or a powered convoy would be even better.
Yes.
So, Don, are you going to pick this one up?
I may. It just depends on what else I have at the time, because I have a lot of prime in my life. I'm not sure how much more I need at this point, but it does look good. It does look good, and I like, as I mentioned in pre-show, I like the way they've got the chest transformation to go from truck mode to the different style, the visual style of the robot mode. So I like the way they do that. I like the way the transformation, it's involved, but not, you know, it's not over-engineered just to be a Legends figure. It looks nice, and I'm tempted by it. But like I said, it's another Optimus Prime, so it depends on when it hits and what I've got on pre-order.
You can always just do like me and wait for a Magnus or a powered convoy.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true. Get something different, but yeah. I think we've talked about this before on how the DX9 is really, they're really hitting their stride in these Legend figures. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I'm really impressed with how Iron Factory and DX9 have both developed the methodology, the engineering styles to do these little figures and have them be so much more than just like the most basic of little figures. Like they're doing stuff that bigger official figures are doing and on the same level of skill, basically. It's fairly impressive what they're accomplishing now.
It's kind of like watching the mainline, the Hasbro Legion class on what mm-hmm. they could do then versus now on some of these figures and seeing the same parallels in the early third-party Legends class to what we're getting now.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
the same kind of evolution tree there that you're doing more without that much more mass and getting something really unique.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And for you Diaclone fans, we have Diaclone Reboot Waruder Suits Flinger and Stranger.
Danger.
Danger?
Unfortunately so. I've had this verified for me. It is Stanger, not Stinger or anything else that makes more sense.
Okay.
So,
go ahead, talk, talk about this.
In Classic Diaclone, the Waruders were the enemy faction against the Dianauts. So the Diaclone reboot line has been going for about 2 years, and finally they're adding some updates of those enemy characters in these little Waruder battle suits. These are comparable to the single-seater, little, like, 2-inch-tall Diaclone power suits. But these are designed to be, like, really interactive with each other. So each one's two components. There's like a core unit, which is like some kind of little mechanical worm thing, and then a body piece that it can dock into. And then if you look at the pictures of these, there's pegs and ports all over them that can connect together in various combinations with more and more numbers of the suit sets. So you can build up these really amazing, weird, alien, monstrous things. Like there's a ton of play value wrapped up in these little Waruder suits. Unfortunately, they're 3,500 yen each, so if you actually want to build anything really impressive, you're going to be spending a small fortune because it's Diaclone Reboot.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Where can we see these photos at, by the way?
Well, we've got these up in an article on T-Formers right now. If you go to tformers.com, you can search in the search bar at the top for Waruder, W-A-R-U-D-E-R, and that should bring that up as the first result, because we don't really talk about Waruders very often being a Transformers site and rather than a Diaclone site, but it's, you know, it's cousins. You can go there to check out the pictures we have right now. And so far as I'm aware, primarily right now, they're available for pre-order from Amazon Japan. If they'll ship outside of Japan, I haven't tested that yet, because they're 3,500 yen each, and I'm not really prepared to make that investment at this time.
But I'm into these. What's interesting is that if these names kind of sound familiar, if you remember the BotCon Cybertron's Most Wanted set, they kind of pulled inspiration from these, because the Waspinator, the Generations Waspinator multipack were Waruders from that standpoint, and the Trailbreaker and the Hoist repaint from the Generations were basically Diaclone colored.
Skids and Hoist.
Skids and Hoist, sorry. Were Diaclone characters, and the Target Masters that came with Scoop were repainted as the human characters. So it was definitely a So if the name seems familiar, it's from that Cybertron's Most Wanted set from the BotCon.
And the original Insecticon toys were Warud or Mecha in the Diaclone line, which is basically how we got to having Waspinators in that BotCon set as Warud or things, because it sort of ties together with the insect motif. But these Warooters, the reboot Warooters aren't at that point yet.
Every time I see this stuff, I just go, man, I wish I was getting into this Diaclone stuff. And then, like Chris said, I see the price. It's like, oh, but boy, that'd be a whole lot of getting involved. And wow.
If you want to be that guy, there are good bootlegs of the Diaclone reboot stuff that run about half the price of the official stuff. And the quality, from what everything I've heard, the quality is basically spot on with the legitimate product. It's going to be a while before they would get these Warooter suits, but like it probably will be coming because these things have it built in to sell a ton of them. So,
and what's sort of interesting is that technically we're all collecting Diaclone
because
that's where it all started.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You're not wrong.
Diecast, why don't you tell us about the BG-82 big computer?
Yeah, big computer. It's a big computer. It's big Teltran 1. And I do have a review of it up on RFC Reviews on YouTube if you want to go check that out. And you can put a 7-inch tablet behind it and use it as a, basically a screen. Unless you disassemble it and take out the glass, and then you can use the touchscreen, you know, through Teltran 1. As opposed to, so you can do that.
Did you find the lights and sounds?
I found the lights. It does not have any sounds.
I think the sounds are supposed to imply what comes from the tablet, because you did have that hooked up.
Yeah. It has sound from, because it has a really low quality speaker in it that you can hook up your tablet to. That sounds worse than the speakers that are in your tablet.
Yeah, I assume they probably thought that was a measure against the plastic muffling the sound from the device.
Yeah.
Or if you have a speaker that faces the back of your device, some of them are built like that. It might be better to have that coming through the tinny speaker on the computer console. But okay, that explains more. I was assuming it was just a dropped feature, having built-in sounds along with the lights in there, and the copy just never got updated. But if it's pass-through audio, that would make sense too.
Yeah.
And the electronics in it are not good.
Oh.
I mean, most of the time there's a buzzing involved. It's a shame because it looks so great. The stickers are overcut and they need to be cut smaller. But if like Repro Labels does a set for this, I would totally be down for, because it seems like there's details left out. Like there's places they could have put stickers and just didn't. So I think Repro Labels would have a fun time with this set.
But basically what you're saying is that as it stands, it's a good blank canvas for someone else to decorate.
Yes.
There you go.
And for that privilege, how much does this cost, Diecast?
I think most of the retail or the US stores are charging about $180 for it.
Yep.
How much did you pay for it, Diecast?
With shipping, because it's very large, probably close to that.
Oof. Ow.
Yeah. I mean, I love the look of it. I love the size of it. It's masterpiece scaled, so it looks great with a lot of my collection. The electronics need to have been redesigned, and the whole design of the electronics and the placement.
If it's buzzing, it sounds like it has a grounding problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's, I saw one other review on it after I reviewed mine, because I was curious if mine was just a bad one, or if they were kind of all like that. Looks like they're all like that. At least mine and the other video that I saw were like that.
So looks-wise, you're saying it's great, but if you're getting it expecting it to wow you with its lights and tablet and stuff, maybe you're not, maybe you're overspending for that part.
Okay. Oh, yes.
There you go, great. Folks. You get the pre-orders and the recommendations.
Yeah, well, we've been doing that all episode.
True.
I think this is... No, this isn't even our first recommendation against, because that would be Giga Raiden.
With a caveat.
Transformers Fans Toys FT-29 Quintus. Quantum Leap.
Sam Beckett? What?
MP Cyclonus. And it's from Fans Toys, of course. And it looks good. We don't have a price on it, though. Most people have not put pre-orders up for it, except for someone on eBay who put a pre-order of $10 up, and it doesn't give a final price yet.
That's reassuring. So yeah. I heard people saying that this was originally destined for the Perfect Fusion line and was going to have replacement parts to be more IDW-themed, and those seem to have disappeared now.
No, they're still there.
Are they?
Yes.
The head, at least, yeah. I'm not sure what else.
Yep, he comes with swords, the broken horn head, and the regular horned head.
Okay.
And it looks like pieces that go over his legs that have some sword holders on them.
Okay, well, that's good if that stuff is still being produced, then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need any of that stuff, because
it's
going to be G1 for me, but...
Yeah, but for some people, that would be important, even though the colors would be pretty much wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is pretty much Sunbow colors, which IDW Cyclonus is not.
They have a picture of him with Galvatron and Sixshot, and it looks nice. It'll be very interesting to see what price we get.
I bet it has too much die-cast in it, though.
Oh, of course.
Only for Brian. It'll be too heavy for him.
Wait, we said his name 3 times. Does he have to, like, pop up somewhere now?
Hey, y'all, this is Brian.
I think everyone's getting this, right?
No?
Nah, I've got Elego, so I'm good on Cyclonuses.
You've got the bad one, Don.
If I was to get another Cyclonus, and I'm not saying I need one, because I've got the Universe Cyclonus, I got the Unite Warriors one, which does the Sunbow Deco, I think, better than this does.
Yeah.
And there's also a combiner torso with, like, the toy Galvatron Deco, which I also really like. If I was going to get another Cyclonus besides those that I already am really happy with, it'd probably be the Mastermind one that's... what was that? Redo of their lockdown, actually. And that's thoroughly, decidedly more IDW-inspired from top to bottom. So if I was going to get another one, it would probably be that, not this.
Yeah, not getting Grand Galvatron is one of my biggest regrets so far.
It should be. It should be.
It really is. Trust me.
The price on that set's gone up, too. It's like $350, I think, now.
I'm so glad I bought that when it was new.
Yeah, I'll never.
Amen.
And then before we wrap up the show, there are a couple quick mentions of stuff that went up for pre-order. But I'm going to side table this till the next RFC reviews, because there's lot more we can add. There goes my money. I'm going to side table that till the next There Goes My Money, because there are a ton of pre-orders that are reissues back up. So
okay,
we can run with that next week.
A list, yeah, because there's a lot of stuff, and if you missed out on it, it seems like most of the stuff that is getting reissued is the good stuff, because no one's going to buy the other stuff again.
Nope.
Or
yeah, we can try to have a discussion next week about why we might be seeing more reissues coming about instead of a lot of new product being introduced. So
yeah,
more stuff to pad the show with.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you next time.
That's where our money went this week.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
This has been There Goes My Money.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.